what touring teams have you seen here in your days?
Touring teams, well, as we know, a couple of years back we had Australia. Obviously this year we're looking at Japan. And I think, realistically, we haven't had too many touring sites, have we? I mean, it's sort of like since the advent of professionalism, we're pretty structured with our Premiership, rugby, and the schedules don't afford us the sort of like the time to venture down that avenue.
That's right. They seem to just be the sort of slightly more minor nations, and it slipped in for a midweek game occasionally, as you say, like
as
Japan,
you say, yeah,
Japan and Fiji last year.
Year as well. Yeah. You know, it's. I mean, the only other thing, you know, where we get is the odd, you know, Munster and things like that, pre-season friendlies, but
it's
how the rugby around the world's gone. It doesn't afford us to do these sort of things, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, we have had the odd representative game, haven't we, like the England-Saxons.
England-Saxons, yeah, and we had obviously the last of the Churchill Cup, because I think whether that'll be run again this coming year, but it'll be under a different guise, I think.
Right. Have we ever had any ladies rugby here?
Not that I'm aware of. No, I did ask. I've asked a few people and I haven't seen any ladies rugby. Obviously, we had the Rugby League World Cup back in 2000, I think it was, or no, 1999, when New Zealand played Lebanon, who were mainly Australians anyway. On probably one of the coldest days I've ever witnessed here.
Yeah, I think that must be the only time rugby league's been played here, isn't it?
As far as I'm aware, I know, I think it was back in the 80s or something, they did have an American football match here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but...
that was between two American sides, was it?
I'm not exactly sure. Information on that is a bit vague, but I've heard that they did have an American game here.
Right, I'll have to do a bit searching on that. And we've had sevens and tens tournaments here as well, haven't we?
Yeah, obviously the Worthington Tens is pre my time, but obviously we've still got the trophy and
it sticks in the memory because we
won
it.
Yeah, because we won it. Yeah, the shield's still around, and obviously recently the JP Morgan Sevens, which has been a great success over the last 2 years.
Yeah. Does that interfere with your preparation for a season to have the sevens injected in August?
It does in a sense, but providing, like with everything, providing I've got adequate notice, then I can work my pitch renovation and fertilising and around that schedule.
So I was thinking, on the whole, the season has lengthened over the years, if you look back far enough.
That's like in the old days.
That's just lengthening it again, isn't it?
In the old days, it used to sort of like when it was the real gentleman's game, when the cricket season finished towards the end of September, then the rugby season started, and when the rugby season finished towards the end of April, then the cricket season started.
Yeah, that's right. They used to agree dates at sort of the end of April and early September to switch over, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. Obviously, the advent of professionalism has driven that down a different route.
Yeah. How much of a game do you get to see when it's on here?
Not too much. I'm based myself in match control and assist the operations manager, Mr. Mark Williams, with the running of the stadium throughout the game, and obviously depending on what goes wrong, electrical problems or plumbing problems, I then liaise with the plumbers and electricians to fix the faults around the stadium. And so sometimes I see maybe half a game, or sometimes it could be as much as three quarters, but sometimes it might be nothing.
Yeah, so what, depending you base what yourself in match control, do you?
I can hear all the calls from the stewards as regards problems around the stadiums and rectify them as best as we can.
So do you actually have plumbers and electricians on standby for
Yes, we do. It's something we've done probably for the last 10 or 12 years. You know, it just helps with the sort of like the presentation in the stadium, if you know the toilet doesn't stay blocked too long, and lights that have gone out in the 1873 suite are fixed a little bit quicker, then we'll look at that on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got 10 minutes to fix the gents before half time, I can imagine it. Yeah.
Well, one of the best examples of that was in the old stand that we had pre to the new South Stand. We were playing against Leicester live on Sky, and I think it was probably semi-final of a cup game, and the power went out, and basically there was no power throughout the clubhouse, and obviously it affected the floodlights, so we had to get the electrician to sort of like remedy it quick. And had he not done, we would have been struggling to have got the game live on Sky, which wouldn't have done the club very well at all, would it?
Yeah, I'm sure that would have cost quite a lot of money. What other events, you know, stick in your memory that you've had to organise here at King's Home Day?
Well, obviously we used to have the open days when the players used to do the training on the pitch with the supporters and that. Realistically, nothing else that I can think of. Was the odd time when we used to have the rally cars that used to come round before on, when Tom Walkinshaw used to do a bit of rally sponsoring.
So you had cars out on the pitch?
Yeah, I mean, they used to drive around the outside sort of like at half time, off out the gate and away.
I didn't remember that. We've had some quite big music events of late. Presumably you have to prepare the ground for those as well.
Yeah, it's not so bad actually, because we've gone down the right line with putting the adequate pitch protection down. You know, we've paid the money to protect the pitch, and the only areas that we really have to look at are the areas of where the staging goes, because that has to be down a lot earlier, and it gets a lot of heavy traffic on it to put the stage up, and it's metal, which obviously when it gets warm does affect the grass.
But you don't groan too much when you hear Tom Jones is heading you in your direction.
It's not unusual.
Nice one.
no, it's it's part of the job, isn't it? You know, we've got to be a bit more multifaceted, and basically the stadium needs to earn revenue on more than the 20 odd days that we're open for professional rugby.
Yeah.